City Radio.
The following program is an unrehearsed personal opinion program, intended to allow the comments of the public on various issues and topics of discussion. The opinions expressed are not the views of this station or its sponsors. Now here is today's comment program.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Mike Burge along with you on the comment program. As promised today, we're going to get some gentlemen in here to talk about the Community Wellness Center and Convention Center project and give you a little update on that. With us, we have Rich McCure from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, and Kyle Argenbright and Brad Arnold, who both sat on the Valentine City Council. So, gentlemen, thanks for coming in. Appreciate the effort to get here today.
Thanks for getting us in, Mike.
Let's talk a little bit about where we're at with everything. Rich, why don't we start with you? We'll just go left to right in here. Where does the Cherry County Tourism Board stand on this whole idea of working together on this project?
So we have been trying to pursue some sort of an event center for several years. And as the tourism board, you know, our funds come from lodging tax that's assessed for lodging in Cherry County. And so the idea of a convention center is nothing new. We've been trying to work with that for a long time. We've had a lot of hurdles. We've gotten really nothing accomplished to as far as getting something in place up until now. We're kind of at a point where we have funds available, but we do need to find a partner. And I think that that's been a big holdup for the process for several years. And we had a chance to kind of come on board with this city in this project and trying to pursue this convention and wellness center. It looks like a great fit for us. Our board's totally supporting this. It looks like a good option for us. And like I said, we do have some funds available that we've been kind of earmarked for this project for several years. And so it's one of those things. I think the best time we should have done this 20 years ago, but one of those deals, but we're working on it and hopefully we can gain some ground here. So,
okay. Brad, what about the city? Where do you guys stand on this? I think you voted a few months ago to support this wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I'm definitely behind it. I think the city, we've done a lot of community engagement recently in the last year, you know, trying to get community input, what people would like to see in there, if they want to see it happen. I think it's a necessity for the community, just a quality of life addition to Valentine. I think it's, you know, it's necessary in my mind. And I think lining up with the county, it's a good opportunity to kind of share the responsibility and get the funding for it.
I'd correct you real quick, Mike, too. We haven't voted to support this wholeheartedly. We voted to wholeheartedly explore it.
Okay.
I mean, it's got to be done right. It's got to fit the needs of the community. It's got to be sustainable, and it's got to be done as efficiently as possible. And so I think those are the concerns of the city council. But we, you know, we see the opportunity to create something that adds some that improves to the quality of life and economic viability of Valentine.
Well, let's see. Where are we at on this then? I know the county has kicked this around. The city's kicked it around. Last I knew, a couple months ago, a county attorney, I think, was reviewing documents to get that language correct. Is that where we're at now? Or
yeah, that's about it. I mean, we've only been talking about this for probably a year. I think we had our first community input session in May of last year. Had another one in June. We've had it in the newspaper, I think, this fall. We've gone on the radio once or twice. So we're just doing our due diligence on this, and we're trying to hear from the community. There hasn't been, you know, we've got a lot of smart people in this town. We've got a lot of different opinions, and our job is where we sit on city council is to hear those opinions and try to do what we think is preferred by the people of Valentine, and also what's best for the future of Valentine.
Well, let's talk about why this project. Like you said, it's been a year talking about this project, that the Shopko building would be a nice facility to try to obtain to do that. But this is a concept that goes back 30 years to get a convention center. And I have not heard anybody tell me that, well, we don't need a conference center. I think they all realize that would help bring some diversity into our economy during the wintertime and that. The questions that I get are about the wellness center part of it. Why do we need a wellness center in there for the community when we have some of those facilities?